meant to say, I hope you haven't started something, but I meant to say when I was up there, Pastor, I meant to tell you, since I started going back out on the road, I don't know, it was in August, every church that the Lord's allowed me to go to, I wore a bow tie until tonight. The reason I had to say it is my youngest daughter, she just turned 16, but she seen it on YouTube somehow, how to tie a regular tie into a bow tie. So that's the reason I've been turning some time into that, because as a child, that's all my mama ever had me in was bow ties. I just thought that was ironic, all these churches I've been to, and I come in, I'm the one with
No, my daughter, she bought me my first one, and I said, I don't know. My wife said, I don't know if I'm gonna like that or not. Now I can't even get a tie.
There you go, yes, sir.
So, whatever. They used to wear. They say that you look dignified, extinguished, what it is, highfalutin and all that. I said, ain't no highfalutin anything about me. And I sure ain't distinguished, and I sure ain't all of that.
Amen.
So, but nah, I thank you for that. And we're gonna talk to you for a little bit after church and everything, but here this evening, I just want to maybe just mention a few little things and the Lord has given me that I believe that, and it's going to be quick, it's going to be short, but because I wanted to give him an opportunity, and y'all know me. Y'all know that I love missionaries, and I love having them. But I know sometimes we get seem like we get bogged down with them. But you know, the missionaries that come in and wants to, with this book, the King James,
yes,
right up my alley. Because that's what we believe in. That's what I. There's a book ended up being my Sunday school teacher.
Amen.
That's what he used to lead me to the Lord.
Yes.
And that was the first Bible that I purchased. It was a King James Bible. And I said, well, if a King James can get me to heaven, that's as far as I'm going, so I don't need nothing else.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Or the other one's going to take you the other way. And ain't the way I want to go. But now I want to speak on the tear bottle. And you know, it's much said in the Bible about the tears of God. And the tear bottle that I believe is the tears of the Savior and the tears of God, but I believe also it can be the tears of the Christian also. That's one thing I believe that has been lost is the tears.
Yes.
And I'll tell any man that wants to, I don't care how big he is, how tall, how tough he is, I don't care if he's packing a 345. If he can't shed a tear, he's a wimp.
Something
wrong. Because I'll tell you, I think it takes a true man of God,
yes,
to shed a tear.
Yes, sir.
And I think it takes a lady,
yes,
to shed a tear.
Yes.
A lady that won't shed a tear, something wrong.
Yes.
But I believe that all Christians should be able to shed a tear.
Yes.
And the tears that I believe that we should shed is the tears that we should shed over our loved ones. Because,
yes,
you know, if we don't have the tears for our loved ones to get saved, then we sure not going to have the tears for the other people that we don't even know. Because see, Jesus Christ, he didn't know me. I wasn't even thought of. Matter of fact, my mother wasn't even thought of. But down through times, somebody in my family, in years past, shed some tears. And I thank God for the ones that shed tears for my soul. Because it was three individuals that come to my home. I went to church one Sunday morning. Maybe some of you already know the testimony, but I was going to church one Sunday morning. And the reason I went that Sunday morning was to get the people off of my back. I won't aim to go back. And I told them, I said, now I'm going this Sunday. And when I do, don't come back to my house. If you come back, don't mention anything to me about church. Don't mention anything to me about none of it. Because I'm going this time, I'm going this time only. I says, what I do on Sunday is my business, and I go to the lake on Sunday, I fish on Sunday. Yeah. But I went to church that Sunday.
Yes.
They didn't say nothing else to me. But the Holy Spirit did.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit did. And I believe the Holy Spirit wept over my soul that day.
Yes, yes.
I honestly do. Now the reason that was the reason I went. But when I come back from at home on that Friday evening from work, I walked in the door and I told my wife, I said, Shelby, I said, get Christy, we got to go to J.C. Penney. That's when it was up in that old building up at Blue Park. She said, what are we going up there for? I said, I got to go up and buy me some clothes. Why? Because I'm going to go to church Sunday. And you know what? Ever since that day, I don't want to stay away from church.
Hey, yeah.
And that's been 34, going on 35 years.
Hey.
And I believe, I honestly do, I believe that you have to fall in love with Jesus.
Amen.
Before you ever will fall in love with the church.
That's good, yeah.
Got to fall in love with Jesus. And this afternoon I went and I spoke. Was talking to the young man this afternoon. And I asked him, I says, do you know the Lord as your Savior? He says, yes, sir, I think I do. I says, you know, it's no thinking about it. It's no thank you salvation. It's no this or that. I said, it's a no-so. And I says, once you ever get saved, you can know it. And you'll know it from the very first day until the last day that you're on this earth. And I told him, I says, now, where a whole lot of people makes the mistake is they'll get saved. They'll come to the altar. They're in a conviction and they'll cry to God and ask God to save the soul. But they leave out the most important thing. Even after they've got saved, I believe they leave out the most important thing. And that is asking Jesus Christ to be the Lord of the life.
Right. Yes, sir.
when he's not the Lord of your life, you're not, he's not going to be the son of your life.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, now one thing that I done it, it was about 6 months after I got saved. I knew it was something else that I was missing. I knew I was saved. And I knew that there's something else that I needed. That I needed more than knowing that I was saved. And I heard the preacher preach on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he preached the message, a simple salvation message, that you must make the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to meet him. You've got to know him. And that's when it clicked with me. That I knew about Jesus, and I knew who Jesus was, and I knew he was the Savior of my soul. I knew that I wasn't going to hell. I knew I was going to heaven. Still something was missing. The Lord of my life. See, when he became the Lord of my life, and I believe this, if we go out when we visit people, and if we'll tell them about the plan of salvation, and after they get saved, then I think we need to take them to the next step. They need to ask him to be the Lord of the life. Because that's when you're going to fall in love with him.
Amen.
That's when
yeah.
you're going to do
yeah.
what he wants you to do.
Yes.
And you're not going to do what you want to do.
Amen.
Well, I think it's a whole lot of people that's come. They've come, they've got saved. And I'm not doubting their salvation. But they don't have that inward peace. And knowing who Jesus really is.
Yes.
See, Jesus is the Lord of my life.
Amen.
And I can go out here, and if I go to the mall, or I can go out here, and if I walk up to somebody, and I start talking to them, and then they start damning my Lord and my God, then that's when I'm going to speak up.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm going to say something.
Yep.
And they may not like it.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what. Why can't I say something to them about cursing my Lord and my
yep.
God?
Yes, sir.
When they're out there doing the things that they are doing, why can't I say, I'm not going to have it no more?
Right.
That's the reason the church. That's the reason that the United States of America is in the shape it's got itself in, is because of the Christian.
Right.
Because the Christian didn't want to lose the cool.
Right, bro. Right.
They don't want to think that they're angry. They don't want to let people think, you say this, or you say that, or you review them, or something like that. You say you upset with them, and you're right, I am upset
yeah.
with them.
Yep.
If they damn my Lord, yes,
yes,
I am upset with them, because God has never done anything wrong to
right.
them. If anything, God's still blessing their soul today.
Right, yes.
Because the reason they woke up this morning
yes, sir.
Was because of God.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't because of what they done. It's because of God.
Right.
Because God still loves them. We have got to have the tears.
Yes.
We've got to have the tears, I believe, first for our family. Then I believe we've got to have the tears for our friends.
Yes.
We've got to have tears for our immediate family. We just got to shed some tears. We got to ask God Almighty, say, God, you just take your chisel and you just take your chisel and you get into them tear ducts that I have, and you just open up them tear ducts. Because them tear ducts needs to be open.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Now, it needs to be open to where the tears will just flow.
Yes, sir.
How many times have you seen people on the altar anymore? Shedding tears for a loved one.
Yes, sir.
Won't shed the tears for a loved one.
Come on, brother.
They'll go out here and they'll go and they'll invite them to church. This afternoon. For I left that gentleman this evening. He's part of the family. But I had prayer with him, but before I left, I did not leave that property that God did not open my tear duct. Our tear ducts needs to be open. They don't need to be closed. That's the word. That's the reason the world sees the church in the shape it's in.
Right, bro. Yep.
Because we just come to church. We just come to church and
that's good.
They'll come to church tonight and they'll have
come on.
A couple songs. Then they'll take up an offering. Then they may have a couple specials, and then they may just bring something else in, just surprise the people with something. To say, well, we're going to have another choir song, or we're going to have another special singing, just to have something extra to happen. Yes, they can tell us what goes on in church. You know the reason why they can tell us? Because it's such a ritual.
Routine, yes, sir.
We are all them programmed ourselves.
You're right, Mom.
And we know exactly what we're going to do at 10 o'clock.
Yep, Mom.
We know exactly what we're going to do at 10:15.
Yep.
We know exactly what we're going to do at 10:45. Know exactly what's going to happen at 11 o'clock. Then at 11:15.
Yes, sir.
Then we're going to know the preacher's going to get up at 11:30.
Yeah.
And he's going to preach for 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Well, pray God they can think about all of that they want to for this preacher. But they, hey, pray God, I'll have to get up and preach an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, that's one thing I've never done and I never will do.
Hey.
I will not put a limit on God.
Yes.
I cannot do that.
That's right.
And if the people are here expecting me to put a timetable and a limit on God and what God wants me to say.
Right.
Bye-bye, I'm gone.
Hey.
Because see, I've got to give an answer to everything that I say.
Yes, sir.
And I've got to give an answer if I say it or not.
Yes, sir.
If he tells me to say it, and I don't say it, I've got to give an answer to
him.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
That's one thing that I'm not looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to when I stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Because I know that I'm going to just talk about them tears now.
That's when they'll be.
I think your tears right there are going to really start flowing. It's going to start, people's tear ducts are going to start opening up like they've never opened up before. Because it's going to be things that they know they should have done and did not do.
Yes, sir. So true. So true. Shame.
And I believe it's going to be people that we never expected that they would ever make it.
then there's not gonna be nobody there.
Right.
Of the people that we thought was gonna be there.
Of course, yes.
I mean, see, God's got a memory bank.
Yes.
This little finite mind that I've got, it can't hold what's on the tip of that little finger right there. See, God knows all about us.
Yes, sir.
God knows all about us.
Yes.
And that's, if we really come right down to it, think about it, and think about that thought, that God knows all about us. That is something to be thinking about. Something sober to be thinking. I'm gonna tell you. He gonna say, Donnie, he said, why didn't you go this week? Why didn't you go the 21st of January in 2015? Why didn't you go visit that individual I asked you to go visit? Well, Lord, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I was already visiting somebody else when you spoke to me. But he said, why didn't you still go visiting?
Yeah.
Well, Lord, you know, I didn't have the time. My wife and my daughter both at home, and then I labored over my food and everything. And I had to get home and eat. You know what I believe he'd say to me? He said, but Donnie, it was me that gave them the strength and give them a means and a know-how to prepare the meal for you. You could have went back home and it would have been a little cold, a little cool on the cool side. He said, but you know, I did give you a stove. Matter of fact, you got a microwave. I did give you.
Yeah.
And you could have put it in the microwave. You could have took it and put it in the stove. You could have warmed it up. But he says, you're more concerned about your belly.
Yes.
Than you was that individual I wanted you to go see. Now the Lord is, sometimes I didn't go. And I'm ashamed of it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm ashamed of it. But you know what? That's one reason I believe that he'd give us the verse. In 1 John 1:9.
Yes.
If we confess.
Yes.
If we confess to him. And what we should have done, we did not do.
Right.
If we would just confess it to him. We said, well, he knows I did. He knows that I'm sorry. Yeah, he knows you're sorry.
Yes, sir.
He knows that I'm sorry, too. And I ain't talking about the sorry kind that we want to think about, either.
Right.
I'm talking about the low-down sorry kind. You know, he says, here was I allowed my son to go to Calvary and to die for you.
Yep.
But you're not willing to go spend an extra 20 minutes with somebody. That's a shame.
Yes.
You know, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Yes, sir.
We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We are not, I'm not ashamed of the Lord.
Right.
We can't be ashamed of the Lord. But we can definitely be ashamed of ourselves.
Yes.
because we can do a whole lot better than what we're doing.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes.
And like the missionary said this morning, he gives all a challenge to go out here and invite one individual. What is here tonight? If each one of us went out and invited somebody to church, if then but one individual show up next week, it's one more than we had tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Just because we went out and I invited someone to come, and then y'all invited someone to come, and I come back to church on Sunday morning, and I say, well, I'm embarrassed. You know, they just lied to me again. All about me. That's what I'm looking at. All about me, but it's not about me. Not about me. It's about that soul.
Yes.
It's about that young soul. Hey, the devil don't have all our young people.
Amen. Yes.
The young people out here still wanting the truth.
Yes.
And
yes.
I believe we still got some elderly people and some older people that wants to know the truth.
Yes, sir.
But the thing about it is, they can tell the truth between the truth and a lie. And if they get wrapped up in somebody, and they get into a church, and they see where they tell them a lie, then it's hard to get them back in church someone after.
Right.
Because they're going to lump us all together.
Yes, sir. Yep.
They're going to lump me with them out here that don't believe.
Yes, sir.
Don't believe in eternal security.
Right.
Don't believe in and what thus says the Word of God. Don't believe in the King James book. Well, yes, they can. Yes, they'll believe in it, NIV and all of that.
Come on.
They'll believe in the all these other translations. But I want you to remember one thing. On all the other translations I hear, what have they got in front of it? When they got this N. IV, what does the N stand for? It means new.
Right.
It's talking about new international version. Anything that's new is recent, just come about.
That's good, yeah.
I'm preaching from something that is old.
Yes.
I'm preaching from what has been settled there. And God settled there, and it's laying there in heaven.
Hey, yep.
Yeah. So I don't need nothing else.
Hey.
Only thing we need is just a closer walk.
Yes.
Right. A closer walk with Him. As you will tonight, just stand and all head bowed tonight. Thank you for coming out tonight. And we need to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. I want you to really, I desire your prayers. Because I'm having some health problems as far as my leg. I think it's the iron deficiency and my blood is low. And all like that, and I believe the Lord has already spoke to the doctors is exactly what to do. Some people has told me since I've been having this problem, says, well, ain't you trusting the Lord? I said, yeah, yep, sure am.
Yep.
I'm trusting the Lord. I said, Lord's also give me doctors too to go to. So, but y'all do pray. And y'all pray for
upcoming meetings that we gonna have. Pray for the ones that we've been out and visited. And you go out and you visit this week or call someone, invite them to church, and let's be busy doing something for the Lord. That's all you have to do is just invite. You don't have to stay on the phone and give them the whole plan of salvation. Just say, I'd love to see you come to church Sunday. I'd love to see you come to church Sunday. Just invite them to church. Invite them to church and then allow the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ do the rest. How many with an uplifted hand say, preacher, just pray for me. Just pray for me that I can be the Christian that God would have me to be. Yes. Not only do I see the hands, but the main one sees the hands. And that's God the Father. And He's going to help you this week. I believe that. Our Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for this afternoon. And Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day that You've given us. We thank You for the good service we had this morning. We thank You for the service we had tonight, Lord. We thank You for Brother JT, that God, that for his ministry. Lord, that You'll continue to bless him. Bless the ministry there, Father. And Father, and guide and lead and direct him. And what he needs to do there, give him the strength, the encouragement to continue on. Give him souls for his labor, Lord. And Father, as we go out this week, as we visit, Father, as we call people, Father, we pray, Lord, that You'll lay something on our heart, that You may speak to the individual's heart that we're speaking to. Lord, we just want to thank You. Father, we just want to love You a little more. And Father, if there's anyone here tonight that is saved, yes, they saved. They know they're saved. They know exactly when he got saved. They know that. They have the know-so salvation. But they actually has never asked the Lord to be the Lord of their life. Father, we pray, Lord, that You'll just do what needs to be done tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.